Our kind, loving, most gracious Heavenly Father, with such loving kindness and pity and yearning that we have for you about this world and about learning scriptures, Father, we want and desire so much to know more about you through your word. So please send us your Holy Spirit that may enlighten us and encourage us and strengthen us, and that we may know thy will, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray in Jesus' precious, lovely name. Amen. Today we will be memorizing five scriptures about Jesus' second coming with Bible Rich Pictures. And our first question is, will Jesus come quietly when he returns? Our key text is, Lord himself shall descend. And the answer is in 1 Thessalonians 4, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God.
The icon for Thessalonians 1 and 2 is the tower. There is a white tower that sits in Thessalonica on the Mediterranean Sea. And so we use that for our icon because it actually can make a nice T shape up here for you to remember the T and the H for Thessalonians. And we put a lady at the top because this is where when Alexander the Great conquered the territory, he renamed this city after his sister, Thessalonica. And so we put that up there so you can remember Thessalonica and Thessalonians. And we'll start here at the beginning where it says, for the Lord himself. So we've made a four with a man sitting in it to represent Jesus with his crown and his trumpet coming, and with an arrow going down to represent shall descend from heaven. We put a cloud around the four with Jesus there, and then with a shout. Oh, and another thing about the Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians tells a lot about the second coming of Jesus. And so you can think, first of all, it's going to be with a shout because it's always confusing which one of these is first. So if you think of this, the furthest distance out for this person to hear would be with a shout. That's what we think. And then with the voice of an archangel, you can think of a cloud making an arch for ark. And then that's the voice of the archangel. And then go closer to him with the trump of God. And it goes together like this. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4.
So let's repeat that three times together. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself.
You should see the four with Jesus in there, and we did it yellow because it's going to be really bright and shining and on his throne.
Shall descend from heaven.
You should see the four with an arrow coming down and the cloud around him for heaven.
With a shout.
You should see the Thessalonica lady with the shout by her.
With the voice of the archangel.
And the voice coming out of the ark of the cloud.
And with the trump of God.
You should see the four with the trump, with Jesus holding the trump, representing the trump of God.
And let's repeat this one more time together. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4. Who will see Jesus when he returns? And our key text is every eye. Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him.
The icon for Revelation is the 12 jewels. And so we've put that underneath Jesus to represent when he comes. He's going to take us to the city with the 12 jewel foundations. And we start up here at the top with behold. So we have an eye to represent beholding, to look at. And we've put it in the letter of an eye also, with the line, bottom line of the eye to represent the one. And we did that because it talks about every eye, and so you can think of the letter I also for one. He cometh with clouds, so we have Jesus in a one with the arrow coming down that he's coming, surrounded with the clouds at the bottom. And every eye, so then we made an eyeball in the shape of that letter I with the bottom making the one, shall see him. And so this person down here is going to be see him. And it goes together like this. Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1.
And let's repeat this three times together.
Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him.
Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds.
You should see the eyeball making the dot of the eye in a 1, and thus him coming down in this number with the cloud on the bottom of it.
And every eye.
And the eyeball over here making the letter I.
Shall see him.
And the man down here with his eyes looking up to see Jesus coming in that number 1.
And let's repeat this one time. Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1. Does anyone but God have immortality now? Our key text is the King of Kings. And 1 Timothy 6 tells us, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality.
And the icon for 1 Timothy is the baby. And 2 Timothy was the toddler. Because this is Paul's son in the Lord. And so we have the King of Kings, so the top line of the six we made into a man with a crown to represent the King, which we'll say is God there, of kings. So now this little baby, has a crown on him also made into the shape of the six. So you can put that it's the six that has the King of Kings. And over here, we have the Lord of Lords. So now we have also that God is the Lord of Lords. So we've got the man making this one, or the side of the line of the six. And it also on the side of him, we put an L. And then the six, the bottom of the six with 1 Timothy in it, to make the O and R and D. He is also the Lord of Lords. And we put silver crowns because that would be a little bit less, possibly, than kings. And then, who only. So, the bottom of the six, think of it as the O for only, and a zero, the only one, no one else, just this one, hath immortality. So, we put a line going up from the six all the way up with an arrow, meaning that he just goes on and on and on forever. And we say it like this, 1 Timothy 6, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6.
And let's repeat that three times.
1 Timothy 6. The King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6. The King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6. The King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6. The King of kings. You should see the line of the six coming down made into a man to represent God being the king, and the baby representing the other kings.
And Lord of lords.
And the man again over here representing the Lord, and the baby with the silver crowns being the Lord of lords.
Who only hath immortality.
You should see the six making a zero for, or an O for only, and also zero, that he, no one else has immortality, and then the six going up with the arrow going out, meaning going forever, immortality.
And repeat this one time together. 1 Timothy 6. The King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6. Will our body be changed at Jesus' second coming? Who shall change our vile is our key text. And the answer is in Philippians 3. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body.
And the icon for Philippians is the flag. It also makes the P shape for Philippians. And the reason we use the flag is because this is where Mark Anthony got the victory over Brutus in Philippi. And this book is a very, it's known for its rejoicing state, its victory state. It says, my God shall supply all your needs. Having confidence that he will perform that what he said he would do with you. So that's the icon for Philippians, is the flag. And it also starts like that, Philippians and flag. So we start up here with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a cloud made into a three, and then put Jesus Christ. So this is the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall change? So here is a three making the outlines of hands that would change you. And then our vile bodies at the bottom of the three. Think of a, well, that's pretty vile body. Pretty like we wanted to show the difference of how we are. And then the glorious body, because we can't even begin to draw how glorious we're going to be. For the top of the three, think of that face being very glorious with the brightness of it. And then we put in the flag glorious to represent that's the kind of body we're going to get. And then we put an arrow going up from that we're going to change from this body, you can think going up to this kind of body or face. And when it goes together like this, Philippians 3, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned. Oh, yes, I should tell you, fashioned also is the hands for being fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3.
Yes, and let's repeat that three times together. Philippians 3. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3. The Lord Jesus Christ.
You should see the cloud over on the left with made it out of the three that says Jesus Christ in it.
who shall change our vile body?
You should see the hand made into a three, that representing changing, and then the bottom of this three over here with a vile face.
That it may be fashioned.
And then the three with the hands again, representing fashioned.
Like unto his glorious body.
And the top of the three made into a really nice looking face with no blemishes.
And repeat this one time. Philippians 3. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3. What will prevent the righteous from being deceived? No light is our key text. Isaiah 8 is our answer. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
Isaiah icon is the six-tipped winged angel, because this is where Isaiah sees the throne of God and the six winged angels, two to cover the face, two to cover the feet, and two to fly with. And so we don't see the feet down here because they're covered, and then these wings on the top are covering their face, almost covering all the eyes, so you can think of eyes are covered. And then the mouth speaking is Isaiah, so you can think Isaiah. And then on the side, you can think this is making a long line for the first letter of the I in Isaiah. And to the law, so we have the kind of shaded gray, real light, so you don't emphasize that too much, but it's to the law, and we have the Ten Commandments in the top of this eight. And then to the testimony, since there's both two and two, they're doubles, so we did the doubles to the law and to the testimony, so we put the Bible in the bottom circle of the eight in this Isaiah icon. And the next one we put, if they speak not, so this top of this eight is made into a mouth that's speaking. According to this word, there's another mouth that's speaking. It is because, so you can think of this, the head of this, like it's because, they're thinking it's because. There is no light, so we're going to have the no with this stoplight. With the red, you can think of those two making an eight with their two circles, and then these two making an eight for light in them. And light and eight in the same with the GHT, so that's another clue. And it goes together like this. Isaiah 8, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8.
And let's repeat that three times.
Isaiah 8.
To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8. To the law.
You should see the Isaiah angel with the first top part of the eight made into the Ten Commandments.
And to the testimony.
With the Bible down in the bottom circle of the eight.
If they speak not.
You should see a mouth in this Isaiah angel icon speaking.
According to this word.
And another mouth at the bottom of the eight speaking.
It is because there is no light.
The top of the angel saying it is because, thinking that's why, there is no, with the O of the N, of no, making the top of the eight, and the red light making the bottom of the eight.
In them.
And then the yellow and
yes.
green light making the next eight, and then in them inside the Isaiah icon.
And we'll repeat this one time together. Isaiah 8. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8. Let's review. We're going to say the words and be ready to give the answer when the words are finished. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6.
First Timothy six.
Oh yeah, let's repeat this one time then. First Timothy six. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1. We'll repeat this. Revelation 1. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4. We'll say this again. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3. And we'll repeat this together. Philippians 3. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3. Now for reviews 2 and 3 of 3, we will go straight through without pausing to say the verse like we have been. So again, as soon as the words are finished, go ahead and respond with the answer. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1. Review 3 of 3. The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians 4. The King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality. 1 Timothy 6. Now let's memorize Daniel chapters 1 through 6 with Bible-rich pictures. Daniel 1, 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom.
The Daniel icon is the feather pen and paper because he wrote the big prophecy that we have that's from the Old Testament, the biggest prophecy, so that's what we've used for his icon. And over here, we'll start with the 10-day diet. So we've made the pulse that he ate. We put a stalk of wheat, and a stalk of celery because that looks like a one, to remind you it's in chapter one that he ate the pulse diet. And water. So here's a faucet coming down with water coming down. So you can think of that going in a straight line. And after 10 days, which you don't have to think it's seven times or four times. Many in the Bible, there's seven times, and there's four times, and there's three times. But it is 10. It's the 10-day diet and the 10 times better with the ones. These both have ones. So that's very nice to remember what these were, with both of them being ones with the 10. And they were fairer and fatter after that 10-day diet. And we have Daniel. This is where they named the four boys, and their name's Daniel. His diet, you can think his belt line was very nice because he had a nice diet here. And so you can think of belt for Daniel, for Belteshazzar. Also, he has the T in his name, for you can think for trust. He trusted God. Where Belshazzar, which was without the T, was the king that didn't trust God and listen to his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar. And then the other three names down here, Hananiah, you can think Hananiah, you can think of his hand, and you can think a handshake, and those go together, and his name turned into Shadrach. Hananiah to Shadrach, hand and shake. And then the other one was Mishael, so you can think of a shell, and he's pointing to himself, saying Mishael, and it got changed to Meshach. So we put a shell and a shack down there, so you have a visual to what the names turn to. And Azariah, you can think of eyes, and in Spanish, azul is blue eyes, so you can think of blue eyes for Azariah. And so he's pointing to his eye, and his name changed to Abednego. And so now that eye is closed, and you can kind of, people say, to bed we go for Abednego. And those are some little clues for really rich that you can learn those four names, what they were and what they turned to, with pictures. And then they were 10 times better in wisdom after 3 years staying on that diet. And so you can think, how long was it? Think of those three men under there to remember it was 3 years that they got, they were tested by Nebuchadnezzar to see that in wisdom they were three times better. And so we put an arrow up. You can think also they were better with a one. Think of that, a one going up. And so we say this together like this. Daniel 1, 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom. And you can think of that arrow pointing over to his head. And then for day, we have a sun up above Daniel to represent the diet. So it's the 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom. Daniel 1.
Right, and that 10 times better in wisdom is the biblical accuracy. Some people shorten it to 10 times wiser, but the Bible indicates it's 10 times better in wisdom. So we repeat that three times. Daniel 1. 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom. Daniel 1. 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom. Daniel 1. 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom. Daniel 1. 10-day diet.
You should see the one making for 10, and then the sun for a day, and their diet with the celery and the water.
10 times better.
You should see the one making for the 10 times, one for 10 times, and then the arrow going up for better.
In wisdom.
With an arrow going over, pointing to his head.
And we'll repeat this one time together. Daniel 1. 10-day diet. 10 times better in wisdom. Daniel 1. Daniel 2. Great image dream.
There is a 2 made into the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw that Daniel got the dream of. And the top of the 2 is the head of gold and the silver and breast and of silver breasts and arms going down to the brass belly and thighs, and then the legs of iron and the feet of iron and clay and toes of iron and clay, and then the bottom of the 2 makes a nice stone shape that hit the feet. And then we put a, like it's in a cloud, like it was because it was his dream that he had. And we're going to get very detailed in this, in much of the program. You'll learn the dates, the, many things about this in another whole separate thing. So we're just going to limit this just to this, the great image dream.
Yeah, the historical applications of, the image. So how do we...
And it goes together like this. Daniel 2, the great image dream. Daniel 2.
So let's repeat that 3 times. Daniel 2. The great image dream. Daniel 2. The great image dream. Daniel 2. The great image dream. Daniel 2. Great image dream.
You should see the 2 with all the metal that he was made of, with the rock hitting it, and then a cloud around it for dream.
And we'll repeat this one time together. Daniel 2,
the great image dream.
Daniel 2. Daniel 3, 3 worthies in the fiery furnace.
And this works out really nice because there's 3 worthies and it's in chapter 3. Very easy. So we have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego on the tips of these of the 3 representing the 3 worthies. And the story is that they had to bow at the sound of the music, so we made the 3 laying down makes an M for music, and here's the picture of that, the music going and to the gold image. So we drew the gold image, and it is in chapter 3. It is 60 by 60 cubits is what the Bible says, which comes to 90 by 9 feet. So you can think, well, if you want to remember it, it's 3, 6, 9 multiples of 3. And then over here, they're all bowing down to the image at that music, but those 3 right there did not. And so what happened to them was they got put in the fiery furnace, so you can make the top into the fire and the bottom the furnace of this 3, and they're right in the middle of it with Jesus right there with them in the white. And then, since they chose the furnace, they became worthy. And so now the 3, it went back this way, and it can make the W for worthy. So we say it together like this. Daniel 3, the 3 worthies in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3.
Yes, and let's repeat that 3 times together. Daniel 3, the 3 worthies in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3, 3 worthies in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3. 3 worthies in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3. 3 worthies.
You should see in the middle of the 3 standing there with Jesus.
In the fiery furnace.
The top of the 3 is the fire, and the bottom of the 3 made into the furnace.
And we'll repeat this 1 time together. Daniel 3. 3 worthies in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3. Daniel 4, Great tree dream. One time equal 1 year.
This is where Nebuchadnezzar had the dream, and the dream was that it would be cut down. So we made the top. This is a four. The top of it we filled all in to make the green leaves, the top of the tree. The bottom of the four we made into the trunk. And then we put the bottom of the four going across, made that into a sword because he was going to get cut down. And for seven times. And so, of course, fours and sevens go together in the Bible, and it's perfect that that can make that seven to indicate it was seven times that would pass over him. So that's what we put in the icon, till seven times pass over him. So we put seven sons to represent the 7 years, because the historian Josephus says Nebuchadnezzar did not rule for 7 years. So we know that this is where we know that that one time equals 1 year. And then we put it in a cloud to represent it's his dream. So it goes together like this. Daniel 4. The great tree dream. One time equal 1 year. Also, time and year have four letters in it also.
So let's repeat that three times together.
Daniel 4.
The great tree dream. One time equals 1 year. Daniel 4. The great tree dream. One time equals 1 year. Daniel 4. The great tree dream. One time equals 1 year. Daniel 4. Great tree dream.
You should see the four made into a tree with the cloud around it.
One time equals 1 year.
And then with the side beside there, because the seven times passed over him, that one time equal 1 year. And they're out of four letters.
And let's repeat this one time together. Daniel 4. Great tree dream. One time equals 1 year. Daniel 4. Daniel 5, Belshazzar's banquet, the Lord's vessels, writing on the wall.
And in this, we have on the top here, Belshazzar, made in a five shape, sitting there eating at the banquet. And we have a little arrow pointing over to the wall that he's going to see something on the wall. And then we have the drank wine in the Lord's vessels, so we made that five. This is where that one came from, that we did the other day with the Be Sober. And so that's a fancy vessel of the Lord's vessels that they took out. And we just put fruit around here and bread that they ate at the banquet. And this is in 538 B.C. that happened. So you can think that cup right there makes that five. Think of the cup. If you turn this over, that'll make the W for the wine they drank and then they ate, with the number 8, at the banquet, in B, banquet, for the B, C sound. And then, and this is phenomenally important, because 538 is when Babylon went down, and then B.C. in 538 A.D., same number exactly as the beginning date of the 1,260 years of the woman that drinks the wine of Babylon, beginning of their persecuting period. And the writing on the wall, we have a finger. You can think of the top of the five going around making the rest of the finger closed up. That was writing many, many Tikal Upharsin. And we put Perez because that's also included in the, it's a part of Upharsin. In that language, it just means like a singular. And so your clue to remember what many, many means, numbered, both have M's and N's and E's in it. And so many, you can think MN, and the other way around, NM, numbered, many and numbered. And then tekel, it means weight and wanting, so you can think TWA, the airport or the airlines that used to be TWA. So tekel, weighed, and wanting. They both have the WA sound goes with the tekel. And then divided, you can think it means, eupharsin means divided. And that there's a saying, united we stand, divided we fall. So if you put that together, you're going to know eupharsin, united, means divided. And given to the Medes and Persians. And we're going to say this like this. Daniel 5, Belshazzar's banquet, the Lord's vessels writing on the wall. Daniel 5.
And we'll repeat that together three times. Daniel 5, Belshazzar's banquet, the Lord's vessels writing on the wall. Daniel 5, Belshazzar's banquet, the Lord's vessels writing on the wall. Daniel 5, Belshazzar's banquet, Lord's vessels writing on the wall. Daniel 5. Belshazzar's banquet.
You should see the five of Belshazzar sitting on his chair and the banquet below.
Lord's vessels.
The five made into a cup, were they a fancy cup?
Writing on the wall.
The finger with the pointing and the ones closed up, making a five, pointing to the wall.
And we'll repeat this one time together.
Daniel
5, Belshazzar's banquet, Lord's vessels, writing on the wall. Daniel 5. Daniel 6, Daniel down in the lion's den, writing not change.
So we have Daniel down in the lion's den. We have a six going all the way down, and this is where you could think he was thrown down with the ground around him, down into this circle, down into the pit with the lions standing there on the rocks, and he's standing there. So he's down in the lion's den. And the writing not changed. So on the icon, we put, sign the writing that it be not changed. And so the advisors advised him to do this. And when he found out that it was to get Daniel, he tried everything, but he could not change that writing. He tried to figure out how to get it changed, but he couldn't. And so you can think of the pen and ink, that even God's law cannot be changed because it's written with his finger. So things written by powers, kings, cannot be changed. Even in our government, we have to amend things, the laws. And so it goes together like this. Daniel 6. Daniel down in the lion's den, writing not changed. Daniel 6.
And let's repeat that three times. Daniel 6. Daniel down in the lion's den, writing not changed. Daniel 6. Daniel down in the lion's den, writing not changed. Daniel 6. Daniel down in the lion's den, writing not changed. Daniel 6. Daniel down in the lion's den.
You should see the six going down to the circle at the bottom where Daniel's standing in there with all the lions.
Writing not changed.
You should see the pen and ink writing the words, and that the ink pen is going with the ink and the ink pen, making a little sign, kind of like the not sign, that it's not changed.
And repeat this one time. Daniel 6. Daniel down in the lion's den, writing not changed. Daniel 6. Let's review. We're going to say the words and be ready to give the answer when the words are finished. Great tree dream, one time equals 1 year. Daniel 4. 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom. Daniel 1. Belshazzar's banquet, Lord's vessels, writing on the wall. Daniel 5. Great image dream. Daniel 2. Daniel, down in the lion's den, writing not changed. Daniel 6. Three worthies in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3. Review 2 of 3. Great image dream. Daniel 2. 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom. Daniel 1. Daniel, down in the lion's den, writing not changed. Daniel 6. Belshazzar's banquet, Lord's vessels, writing on the wall. Daniel 5. Three worthies in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3. Great tree dream, one time equals 1 year. Daniel 4. Review 3 of 3. Daniel down in the lion's den. Writing not changed. Daniel 6. Three worthies in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3. Belshazzar's banquet, Lord's vessels, writing on the wall. Daniel 5. 10-day diet, 10 times better in wisdom. Daniel 1. Great tree dream, one time equals 1 year. Daniel 4. Great image dream. Daniel 2. On YouTube, you'll find under Bible Rich, all one letters, the Friday seminar Simply Rich review video, and it's also, there's a download link available. And this is exactly how we teach all of our lessons. We teach them in groups. We try to keep them to 5 or 6, sometimes 8 verses, and then shorten it up so that you can learn it quick and easy like this, and then break it into pieces that can be easily remembered. And just like Johanna was sharing, there's a Simply Rich version and then a Really Rich, and she shares some of the really rich material in the Simply Rich teaching. The Simply Rich is to remember the highlights, and the Really Rich goes into more and more of the depths, like the numbers that she was saying about Belshazzar's banquet and things like that. So we suggest you use the sequence of 5 days in a row to review, to lock it into our memory, what we found. Even if whatever program you decide to use for your Bible and Scripture memorization, this particular key, if you remember this, you will be much more successful in locking these texts into your memory 5 days in a row, and then 1 day a week for a month for success in doing that. And so let's have a word of prayer for our closing. Our kind and most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, thank you for your divine mercies and grace that you bestow upon us. And thank you, Lord, that you've helped us to learn more about your second coming, more about the scriptures, and more about Daniel and his three friends and the things that are written there for our knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' precious, lovely name, amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's Word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.